We're going to look today at the work of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. And we're going to begin in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. We're going to review some of these passages that we looked at in the previous lesson, and then we're going to build on those passages as we pursue this topic. So let's begin in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. This is John the Baptist speaking. And he said, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Notice in particular that John the Baptist said that Jesus, the Messiah, would baptize with the Holy Ghost. Now let's turn to Acts chapter 1, because in Acts chapter 1, we have our Lord Jesus himself talking about what John said in this passage. And when Jesus cites something that someone else in the Bible said or wrote, and then he elaborates on it or he applies it, we need to pay particular attention to what Jesus says. So let's look at Acts 1, verses 4 and 5. The Bible says, "And being assembled together with them," that is, Jesus was assembled with the apostles, "he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. They were to stay there and wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Jesus tells these 12 that they're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and it would not be many days from the time that Jesus spoke this to them. Now, not long after this, Jesus ascended back up into heaven. The disciples were waiting in the city of Jerusalem. Now, notice in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that Jesus also said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And then he said, "You'll be witnesses unto me in all these different places." But notice that when they received the Holy Spirit, they would receive special power. Now, they already had some power or some powers of the Holy Spirit. The disciples, the apostles, had already worked miracles during Jesus' personal ministry. But now they're going to be endued with special power, this baptism of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 2, the Bible tells us how this began and how this was done. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says that they were all with one accord in one place on the day of Pentecost. And then in verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So here we have this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We have this special power of the Holy Spirit being given to the apostles. What kind of power did they receive? Jesus said, "Now when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, you're going to receive power." What kind of power? Well, now the Bible says in verse 4 that they're speaking with other tongues. That is, they're speaking in languages that they had never studied before. That's one of the special powers that they have now that they didn't have before Jesus died on the cross. Now, they had power to raise the dead, to cast out demons and heal the sick and perform other miracles while Jesus was with them. But they didn't speak in tongues at that time. Now, they have the power to preach the gospel in other languages. So we find them preaching the gospel. And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 43, the Bible says, "And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles." So it's not just that they're speaking in tongues, but the Bible says that many wonders and signs were done by these apostles. So now they have this special power of the Holy Spirit, and they're demonstrating that power as they began to preach the gospel in these different places. Now, there's another very special power or ability that these apostles have, and we find that over in the book of Acts in chapter 8. So turn with me to Acts chapter 8, because we find something very important here about this special power of the Holy Spirit that these apostles now have. In Acts chapter 8, what we have is that the gospel was being spread in different places. And in Acts 8, verse 5, the Bible says that Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them. And in verse 6, the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7 explains and says that unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. So Philip heals the sick, and he cast out demons. These were miracles. Now what we find a little bit later on is that in verse 14, the Bible says, "Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem," notice that the Bible talks about the apostles here, "and they heard that Samaria had received the word of God." You see, some of these people heard the word of God and they were baptized. That's what the Bible says in verses 12 and 13. There were many of these people that were baptized into Christ there. So in verse 14, the apostles heard that the gospel had been preached in Samaria and that many of these people had accepted the word of God and were, of course, baptized. So when they heard that, in verse 14, they sent unto them, that is, unto the people, these new Christians in Samaria, Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now you might ask the question, and it is a good question, why is it that the Bible talks about them coming down to Samaria so that these people would receive the Holy Ghost? Because in Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said that when you repent and you're baptized for the remission of your sins, that you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So why are they coming down here to Samaria so that these people will receive the Holy Ghost? Didn't they already have the Holy Ghost when they were baptized? Well, when the Bible talks about receiving the Holy Ghost in Acts 2, verse 38, that is not a miraculous measure or a miraculous ability of the Holy Spirit. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which Christians have. But when we get to Acts chapter 8, we're looking at something more than that. We're looking at something in addition to that. So in verse 15, when the Bible says that they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, that is a miraculous measure of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's something very interesting about this that I don't want us to miss. And that is the fact that they already had somebody there who could work miracles. That was Philip. So Philip was there, and Philip was working miracles. Now, why do they have to have then Peter and John coming down there so that those other people, those other Christians now, can have miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit? Well, evidently, it's because Philip, although he could work miracles, could not give these Christians the power to work miracles. It took an apostle to do that. So the Bible says in verse 17, "Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost." You see, there wouldn't be any need in the world for Peter and John to come all the way down to Samaria to lay hands on these Christians to give them these miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit if Philip, who was already there, could do it. Philip could have just gone ahead and done it himself if he had had that power. So it seems from the circumstances here that the apostles had that power, but Philip didn't. And this shows that just because somebody had the power to work a miracle in the Bible did not give him the power to pass a spiritual gift or to pass that ability on to somebody else. So this was one of the unique things about being baptized in the Holy Spirit like the apostles were. These apostles had the special power of being able to give miraculous abilities by the laying on of hands to other Christians. So the Bible says in verse 18, "And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money." And then, of course, we have the sad story here about what took place. But what I want you to notice is that in verse 17 and 18, the Bible plainly says that these apostles laid their hands on these people and gave them these miraculous gifts. Now, you say, what kind of abilities or what kind of gifts are we talking about? Well, let's turn over, and this will be our last passage for this lesson. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, because here we have a list of those miraculous gifts, those spiritual gifts that Paul mentions here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 8. Paul said, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues." So Paul says these are the spiritual gifts. These are the miraculous gifts that were given to these early Christians. So you would have an apostle like Peter or John or Paul to lay hands on a Christian, and then that Christian would receive one of these miraculous gifts. That apostle would impart to that individual a miraculous gift or a miraculous ability. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10, we have a list of them there. Now, not a lot is said about some of these in the Bible. When you look at verse 8 and verse 9, you find the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and faith. These are miraculous abilities here. These are not normal levels of faith and knowledge and wisdom. And we don't have a lot of explanation about what all these involved, but they were miracles. Some of the others we know quite a bit about, like the gifts of healing, prophecy, speaking in tongues, interpreting these tongues or these other languages. But what we need to notice about all of these is that they are miraculous abilities. What we're going to look at in the future lessons is what the Bible says about these miraculous gifts. And we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul talks about the question, how long did these miraculous gifts last? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we have an answer to that question, and it's one of the most plain, it's one of the most pointed passages in all the Bible about how long these miracles lasted that we read about in the first century church.